This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Every episode, we cover one rule or case that shapes how cost segregation works. Today, we look at Revenue Procedure 2011-26. It is a short piece of IRS guidance, but it mattered a lot for anyone who placed property in service in late 2010 or 2011. Here is the background. Congress passed a law called the Tax Relief, Unemployment Insurance Reauthorization, and Job Creation Act of 2010. That name is a mouthful. What it did was allow 100% bonus depreciation on qualifying property placed in service after September 9, 2010 through December 31, 2011. It also let taxpayers extend the prior 50% bonus as an alternative. So you had a choice, take 100% bonus, take 50% bonus instead, or skip bonus entirely and just use regular depreciation. The problem was that Congress passed the rule, but they did not explain all the details of how to make that choice. Revenue Procedure 2011-26 filled in the blanks. Let me back up and explain what bonus depreciation means in plain terms. When you buy a building or a piece of equipment, you do not deduct the full cost in year one. You spread it out over years. That is depreciation. For a commercial building, that spread is 39 years. For personal property, like 5-year or 7-year assets, the schedule is shorter. Bonus depreciation is a special rule that lets you deduct even more in year one on top of the regular schedule. 100% bonus means you write off the whole cost immediately. Now, a cost segregation study reclassifies parts of a building as personal property. Things like specialty lighting, process wiring, removable partitions, decorative flooring. Those parts become 5-year or 7-year assets. And in 2010 and 2011, those reclassified parts could qualify for the bonus. Revenue Procedure 2011-26 told you how to actually claim it. It set the rules for making the election on your tax return. It also told you how to revoke the election if you changed your mind, and what deadlines applied. And it included a safe harbor for certain vehicles. Vehicles have a special dollar cap on depreciation under Section 280F. The procedure created a way to handle the bonus calculation without accidentally running into that cap. The procedure also recognized that 100% bonus is not always the best answer. Sometimes, a taxpayer benefits more from spreading deductions across multiple years. Maybe they have net operating losses already. Maybe their state does not conform to the federal bonus rule. The procedure let you elect 50% instead of 100%, and it laid out exactly how to make that choice. One thing to keep in mind, this procedure applied only to property placed in service in that specific window, September 9, 2010 through December 31, 2011. If your property was outside that window, different guidance applied. For property placed in service after 2016 under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the relevant procedure is Revenue Procedure 2020-50. If you did a cost segregation study on a building placed in service during 2010 or 2011, and you are wondering whether the bonus elections were handled correctly, this procedure is the one to check. The components your study identified as personal property were the very assets this procedure was designed for. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the bonus rules connect to your own property, take a look at the authority library in your report.